Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. And with me today, I have partners in crime. I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
The guru is in the house.
And other partner in crime, Kelly Gumont. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Jeff. Current legal action prevents me from elaborating on my greeting to you this morning.
I understand. Drat the courts and the restraining orders.
I know it.
So frustrating. Okay, so I wanted both of you guys on the show today because I figured the things I want to talk about, you will have insights and get riled up. And you put the two together, and then I'm entertained. And really, it is all about entertaining me.
Who, me? Mr. Spock? Get riled up? Can't happen.
Once every 7 years, John.
Upon fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel upon fire coming on here.
We're about to completely change the demographic of this show.
I think so.
Okay. So, wow. Okay. So the first thing I wanted to look at is this report that came out of Bloomberg that Apple is going to introduce a gold iPad this October. So this month. Mm-hmm. And that then next year at some point, they are releasing a 12.9-inch iPad. And I had a feeling both of you might have an opinion
on this. I have an opinion. 12.9-inch iPad is desperately needed. I've been waiting for it for years. There's all sorts of uses for it. A gold iPad is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You know, okay, so on the gold iPad, I want to point out that before the gold iPhone came out, I said that it was a bad idea, that it was going to look horrible, that Apple would never do such a thing, and then they released it. I'm quite certain, simply to spite me, but they released it, and it sold really well. I look at the idea of a gold iPad, and I think this is a horrible idea. This is going to look garish. It's just going to be bad, 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 mm-hmm. and I'm assuming that the same thing will happen again where people buy it up and I'm wrong.
I'm going to explain to you. Jeff is still wrong. I'm going to explain to you why that isn't so. An iPhone is a fashion accessory. It's something that's designed to be shown. People have it in their face. They take selfies with it. They make sure that Apple logo is visible. The young women like to see others looking at them with a fashionable iPhone in their pocket and holding it up. And gold is sort of a fashion accessory, cool thing. An iPad is not a fashion accessory. It's a technical instrument. It's something that we tend to use more in private than in public. It's something that's considered a sort of portal to the internet. It's got a different usage profile. Instead of talking on the phone and texting, it's more like, you know, perusing the internet and doing research and reading things and playing big screen games, of course. Can't forget that.
Of course.
But so there is no real payoff from having a gold iPad in your lap, in your couch, while you're watching TV as a second screen, except for feeling like you're kind of a doofus and you've maybe paid too much and it's ostentatious and people in the family look around and go, oh, yeah, look, mommy's got a gold iPad. Isn't that cute?
You know, I get what you're saying, and I need you to hit your bell for me so I can say that you're wrong.
John is wrong.
John, I think you are wrong, and I think that many people look at their iPad as an accessory, and in some cases a fashion accessory, and that while there are many, many people that are using the iPad as an alternative to a laptop or even a desktop computer, and it becomes a very important research scientific instrument and an all-around really cool tech tool, there are a lot of people that have their iPads because they are cool, because they want to be seen with the latest technology, because mm-hmm. it looks sexier than a Samsung Galaxy Tabla Gigantophone thing. And they see this as something that becomes an expression of who they are, just as they do with their iPhone.
I see a lot of iPads at coffee shops.
Poor Saki. Kelly, set him straight.
I can't, because I see a lot of iPads at coffee shops. And I think that there's another compelling reason that both of you have missed. And perhaps this is because I know people who are very, very, very particular about this kind of thing. I'm not going to go as far as saying OCD, but, you know, it could be construed that way. Bought a gold iPhone. Want the iPad to match. The end.
Oh, huh. You know, I hadn't even thought of that. And
gag me.
Because I'll tell you what.
John, while you're gagging, I think Kelly's totally spot on. I think there's a lot of people that want to have matching tech gear.
Because I'll tell you what, I live with someone who has currently who currently has matching tech gear. When it did not match, drove him up a wall.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't like it. Did not like it. That one was black and one was white.
Oh.
Hated it.
Face palm.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. And yeah. I'm betting you that in places like, because here's the thing, is that most of the people that I know who thought like Jeff when they said they were going to put out a gold iPhone were American. And it turned out that most of the sales of the gold, once they were able to catch up, because it was more popular in the United States than people thought it would be, once the manufacturing stuff caught up, the gold iPhone was huge in Asia. In some Asian countries, there were places where like that was the only phone that they were selling practically. And so I think the iPad in gold is a way to capture that same market. Like if you really want to be in you know, China or Japan or some of these places where the gold iPhone is a very big deal, what better way to be a big deal than to give them a tablet to match?
I'm totally with you, Kelly. I think it's going to be garish. I don't think I'm going to like it. And it's completely irrelevant because everyone else is going to think it's awesome. And mm-hmm. Apple is going to sell a metric crap load of these.
If they make gold ones, I think they totally will. I think it's going to go exactly the way the gold iPhone did. I think a lot of people are going to go, who on earth would want that? And then we're going to find out just exactly how many people on earth do, because they're all going to go buy one.
I think it's a question of accent versus vast expanses. You know, I've seen Camrys where they have this, they're black or dark color and have gold trim. Mm-hmm. And the gold trim is, you know, like a nice accent around the taillights and so on. But if you actually took that too far and drove a gold car, you know, you might as well put on your Elvis Presley wig.
And people will.
Yeah, and then they will totally take pictures with you.
Yeah, and then they'll expect you to tip them, John.
Yeah. Yeah. They totally will.
So now the 12.
You picked the wrong girl to make an Elvis joke to, Josh, John, because my brother Elvis is in Las Vegas. On the weekends in the evening. So,
oh, yeah. Cool.
Well, now we have something to look forward to the next time we're all in Vegas. That's awesome. So, John.
We do. I know a guy.
You do. 12.9-inch iPad. I know that this is something that you're very excited about.
It is. I'm planning right now to skip any new 9.7-inch iPad and wait for the 12.9. I think it solves a serious problem. It goes a long way towards starting to solve the magazine problem, or what I call the magazine problem on iPads. iPads are used for lots of different things, but it turns out that a 9.7-inch screen is not quite the right size for a great presentation of a magazine. And I've always felt that the 9.7-inch was a little on the small side for me in terms of seeing things and doing things on the iPad. So I'm really enthusiastic, and then I'll hand the iPad Air down to my wife, keep that in the family. She gets all the hand-me-downs. And then we'll have the best of both. And so it's a start. Now, the magazine problem is something that we've talked about before on this show, so I won't try to repeat it. And it's not the only reason for a 12.9-inch iPad. I've written about how a larger iPad has lots of uses in education and in the military for maps in the cockpit for a larger presentation of maps, for point-of-sale displays, for hotel management, for real estate agents to get a good picture of houses and floor plans. You know, everything's just a little bit more expansive, easier to see on a 12.9-inch. And I'm delighted to hear the rumors that this is almost a certainty. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I think that a 12.9-inch iPad will be bigger than I would like, just like the 5.5-inch iPhone 6 Plus is bigger than I would like. But then again, it comes down to use case. And for me, both of those would fall outside of the way I use my devices. So for me, the 7.9-inch iPad screen will probably be where I stick. And the 4.7-inch iPhone 6 is probably as big as I can ever go with a phone.
You know, we need to do a little bit of algebra here. I haven't done it yet. And, figure out the X and Y. We know the Z across the diagonal. But I have a feeling that a 12.9-inch iPad will be, thanks to advancing technology, will still be thin. And it may only be, I'm guessing, maybe an inch taller and a half inch wider in order to get the increase of the hypotenuse from 10 to 12. And it may not be 12.9, but I'm feeling it won't be as giant an increase as we tend to think of it. Because it is the diagonal. And when we went to the 4.7-inch phone from the 4-inch, it only grew on the top, about a half an inch or so? It's not that much bigger.
It feels pretty significant to me. But then again, maybe I have smaller hands, so there's that.
Yeah. What do you think, Kelly?
I think, first of all, this is a rumor. It's entirely possible this is a slow news day sort of a thing. You know, somebody went, hey, we haven't kicked this beehive in a while. Here's my stance. Apple already makes a really nice 11-inch and change screen, and they thoughtfully slapped a keyboard on the bottom of it for you, and it's called a MacBook Air. And if you prefer to have more than an 11-inch screen, Apple makes one of those too. They make a 13-inch Air. So at what point does carrying around the screen without the keyboard stop making sense? That's really what I'm trying to get to. And I think we're kind of there. I would say maybe it would get a little bigger, but that seems like a lot bigger to me, and I don't think that that's necessarily the way to go. So maybe we get the 10-inch iPad. I've heard people talk about the 10-inch Android tablets and say that it's a nice size because it's just a smidge more, or maybe a skosh, depending on which measurement system you use, than of screen size compared to what the iPad is, and that it feels a little better. Obviously it's not the same experience because it runs a different operating system, but as the screen goes, people have said like the 10-inch, which is a little bit more, I think they're like 10.1 or something on the diagonal, feels just a little bit better than what the iPad does. So at this point, I'm just going to say I don't really care until it's something I can hold in my hand and see for myself how does it actually work.
Try to bend it while you're doing that.
I will do that. The only thing that to me is curious about this is that it seems like it would be less dramatic for the iPad Air to become a slightly bigger device because you can't really one-hand the iPad Air anyway. Like, you can scroll, you know, with one hand, but you can't really do a whole lot with one if you're holding it in your hand and trying to work stuff with your thumb like you do with your phone, which is part of the reason that I am super sensitive whenever the screen size changes on the iPhones. I don't care quite so much on the iPad because I'm probably going to have to hold on to it with both hands for operation anyway. So if it gets a little wider, if it gets a little taller, it's not like I carry it around in my pocket. So I'm not going to notice any of this stuff. So I think it's possible it may expand, but I don't know that it's going to go all the way to being a 13-inch screen.
I will divulge a secret. Are you ready?
I'm sitting down.
I use a microfiber tip stylus with my iPad.
I have a stylus that I use with my iPad sometimes.
I hate the vast expanses of fingerprints on an iPad. Yeah.
You know, I prefer to go hands on. I'm a very tactile person,
mm-hmm.
and I would much rather be able to touch my screen with my fingers for this type of device. But I have a stack of styluses that I use when I'm using my iPad as an art tool.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So we're like over time.
Of course we are. You said magazines to John. You knew what you were doing.
Bingo.
Yeah, I did. So there was so much more I wanted to talk about today, but we're out of time. So there we go. We're just out of time. So how about if we can get the timing to work out, maybe we'll hit these other topics tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course.
And John, thank you as well. It's always great to talk with both of you and get your opinions.
Yep. See you later, Wizard.
Ta-ta, guru.